So we're gathering a lot of stories here at Savvy in relation to objects, not necessarily objects of any that are perceived to have any monetary worth, but objects that are dear to people because of the memories and the stories that are attached. This links to a radio drama that goes out in September that written by Julie Mayhew called A Shoebox of Snow. And we've been asking the cast and the crew and lots of members of the public if there are objects that they value because of the story. And for me, I've been thinking about this a lot as I ask everybody else. For me, it's not an object that I have that I value because of the story. It's an object that I gave away, and if there were any way, if this thing still existed, I would give huge amounts of money to have back. Between the ages of 12 and probably 20-ish, I wrote diaries, and probably full of absolute self-indulgent drivel. But obviously at the time feels very, very important. Thoughts, feelings, dreams, aspirations, goodness knows what nonsense. And, you know, stuff like, gosh, when I was 13, I remember writing about being kissed by a boy at a Unitarian week away. And I remember sticking in the diary, not only that I thought he was absolutely lovely and, you know, wondered what might happen, but also on the day we left, everybody wrote a card to each other saying the great things about each person. And he said he thought I was great, but a bit young and to come back in a couple of years' time. And I'd love to read that and see if that's exactly what it said, because that's how I remember it. Anyway, age 21, I threw away these diaries because there was no space in my life and in the flat I was living in. And when I was 29, I met that boy again and I married him, and we have three children and we've been married over 10 years. And I would give, gosh, financially, I would pay a lot to read that diary again. It would probably mortify me, actually, both of us probably. But I'd love to know what I thought then and what my feelings were then, and with the knowledge of hindsight, really. So mine's a plea, really, which is that if you do happen to have some, for some bizarre reason, all the diaries of a Justine Potter, age 13 and a half, then get in touch and I will barter you for them.